The U.S. is suddenly offering to share intelligence with the AES countries to help hunt down terrorist leaders. But here's the shocking part. They want mining contracts in return. Think about the hypocrisy. Washington accuses Traoré of using gold revenues to fund his government, yet now it's demanding gold mining rights for itself. It's the classic case of do as I say, not as I do. And where was this so-called generosity before? U.S. drone bases sat in Niger for years, watching the Sahel suffer, but doing almost nothing to stop the chaos. Now suddenly, when Africa starts taking control of its own future, the U.S. wants back in, with a price tag. Meanwhile, Russia and Mali are preparing a bombshell report claiming France secretly funded terrorism in the region. If true, it exposes the entire Western narrative as a cover-up. So America offers breadcrumbs, a little intelligence, while asking for billions in African resources. The AES leaders know better. This time, they see the trap long before it sprung. Instead of bending to pressure, they're turning towards self-reliance and new partnerships that put African interests first.